Is Denver Broncos safety Justin Simmons the best safety inside the entire AFC West? We take a look at where Justin has grown year over year in his career. We take a look back at 2021 and we compare it to some of the other top safeties inside the AFC West to see if he comes away with the crown on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Welcome back into a brand new Tuesday episode, Lockdown Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Lockdown NFL Network. Your team every day from the South Stands to the end zone. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior Broncos analyst at Mile High Sports, joined alongside by my co-host, Sarah Bettinger. He's the site expert, predominantlyorange.com. We also cover the Denver Broncos for the Lockdown Network and Nine News. Broncos country, thank you so much for making Lockdown Broncos your first listen of the day. Every single day when you wake up in the morning with a cup of coffee, you go on your morning run, your morning workout, we appreciate you so much for taking time out of your day to listen or to watch us talk all things Denver Broncos football here. And we'll continue on here in the offseason, building up to 2 weeks' time when we begin our training camp position previews. We have you covered here as we take a look at certain players around the AFC West, and we take one player for the Broncos and we compare it to the top players in the division to see where the Broncos stand here. Sarah, we get to start off with the safety position here. Yesterday, we did running backs with Javonte Williams in the AFC West. I'm excited to break down maybe where Justin Simmons fits into everything inside the division.
I am too, Cody. You know, should we start a fight and just say there's Justin Simmons and then there's mid and then there's everybody else? You know, whoever fits into the mid category is everybody. No, I'm just messing around. We're making friends around here, okay? Cody and I are both wearing black, so Raiders fans, welcome. We're going to talk plenty about the other players in the division, but I think Justin Simmons is, we gave a lot of due respect to Austin Eckler yesterday when we're talking about the running backs, right? Today, I feel like it's the rest of the AFC West's responsibility, Cody. This is a humble brag. We got to pay respect to Justin Simmons, who has been one of the best safeties in the NFL throughout basically his entire career, right? Even as a backup for the no-fly zone back in 2016, this dude was absolutely killing it. I think Justin Simmons deserves respect, and we're about to learn why in this episode, a little more in-depth on what makes him so great on the field.
Well, let's take a look back at some of the storylines here for the top safeties inside the AFC West. We look at the Broncos, Justin Simmons. We look at the Raiders. I know there's Jonathan Abram. His fifth-year option was declined. He could be a free agent after this year. I think with the veteran addition of Daron Harmon, he probably becomes the top dog there at the safety position in Las Vegas. You look at the Chargers, everybody thinks Derwin James. You look at the Chiefs, we used to think, okay, Tyrann Mathieu, he's gone, and now it's Justin Reed who came over from the Houston Texans. So we're going to compare Simmons with these other three names that we mentioned here. But I think where Justin Simmons has the advantage here, Sarah, overall throughout his career, I would say durability. I mean, he's been the Broncos' Iron Man on defense. We talk about consistently playing for back-to-back-to-back-to-back years, playing 100% of the defensive snaps, becoming the defensive captain, and never really missing much action at all. I mean, he is a guy that takes care of his body in season, during the season, off season. He is doing the right things, proper nutrition, proper body maintenance. He's doing all these things, but he's also demonstrated, I'd say, since his rookie year, consistent growth year after year. And now he has evolved into arguably the top safety in the entire National Football League. I think there's a lot of things that we can talk about there, but let's get to some takeaways here for this Broncos defense in comparison to the rest of the AFC West safeties. And Sarah, I think when we take a look at Justin Simmons, we factor in, he's probably been the leader in the clubhouse for takeaways in this Broncos defense. Since he came into the NFL, he's had 21 career interceptions. That's tied for first inside AFC West safeties. Now, it's a little bit of a cheat sheet here when we say that, because Raider safety Daron Harmon, who came over in the offseason from the Atlanta Falcons, in his career has 21 interceptions since 2013. He's got three more years on Justin Simmons since Simmons came into the league, so he still has the same amount of INTs there. Justin Reed, 7 interceptions since coming into the league in 2018. And Derwin James has 5 interceptions since 2018 coming into the NFL. You know, I think when we talk about takeaways, it's safe to say Justin Simmons, especially as of late, has been very consistent with being a ball hawk for this Broncos secondary.
He has, and I think that's really the one, not the one, that's one of the biggest areas that sets him apart from everybody else at the position, not just in the AFC West, but in the NFL today. There's plenty of other safeties that can pick off passes. Obviously, Kevin Byard, very, very good at this and always has been. But I think Justin Simmons is one of those guys that you mentioned before we started recording the show that Daron Harmon's nickname is the closer. I feel like even though the Broncos haven't won a ton of games, I feel like that nickname is more apt for Justin Simmons, right? I mean, he's been that guy that in clutch situations, even remember the Miami Dolphins game a couple years ago, we got to see a little of him talking about just the process of that whole play against Ryan Fitzpatrick as the Dolphins were coming back and Fitzpatrick was throwing that pass into the end zone and Simmons broke on the ball perfectly, making a play and really closing out the game for the Broncos. And he's done that throughout his career. He's made the game-changing play when the team needs it. He's made that interception that gives the team hope when they need it. So to me, that this is the area that really sets him apart. And you mentioned the other guys, they have, you know, their handful of interceptions here and there. Daron Harmon obviously has had a very nice NFL career, but nobody touches Justin Simmons in this area. And we talked about this in our predictions for the defensive backfield as well. But Justin Simmons not only picks off passes, he makes sure that when the ball is thrown in his direction or when the ball is in the air thrown at him or near him, he makes a play and makes sure that the quarterback's passer rating is way down when the ball is thrown at him.
Well, I think when you go through and you compare passer ratings, this is where I think we're going to have to give a little bit of a nod and much respect to Derwin James. You know, Justin Simmons, his passer rating when targeted last year in 2021 was 66.5. Pretty dang good. That is really good, actually. Jonathan Abram, the safety for the Raiders, I looked at him more so because he was the prominent feature inside that defense there for the Raiders last year. He allowed 112 quarterback rating when targeted, not very efficient. Derwin James, however, had the best in the entire AFC West. When we talk about current standing, his quarterback rating when targeted was 63.7. So he became a little bit more of a force this season as a pass cover safety, a hybrid, you know, do it all for Brandon Staley's defense. And then Justin Reed, who's the new offseason acquisition for the Chiefs, replacing Tyrann Mathieu, he allowed an 82.9 passer rating when targeted, Sarah. So I think when we take a look at everything, yes, Derwin James right here has the advantage. When we talk about efficiency, he had a really good year in 2021, which I think kind of makes it seem like, hey, coming into the season, once again, it's between a Bronco and a Charger between the top position, top player at that position. We had it with Austin Ekeler and Javonte Williams yesterday. Now it's Justin Simmons and Derwin James, even though that their play styles are a little different and how they're utilized a little bit. I would say that a lot of respect to Derwin James. I mean, he and Simmons, in my opinion, 1A, 1B, doesn't matter what order you have them in.
Definitely. That's the thing. Like, I think a lot of people would want to make injury jokes about Derwin James, you know, and it's understandable, right? We understand that Derwin James hasn't played a ton of football throughout his career. So like comparing him to Justin Simmons feels almost icky a little bit just because he hasn't played nearly as much, but the talent level is insane. Ooh. And we've seen, especially against the Denver Broncos. Remember there was that one game a couple of years ago where they just brought him back off of IR and everybody's all like, oh my gosh, Derwin James is going to be playing in this game. Like everything is different now. Before I felt like we were easily going to beat the Chargers, and now Derwin James is playing. He kind of has that like mythical creature like effect on people where it's like, oh my gosh, like is Derwin James coming? He's like, you know, Freddy Krueger or something haunting their dreams. But he is that type of guy out there on the field. We saw last year the interception that he had off of Drew Locke on a play that who makes that play? You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, it was a bad decision by Drew Locke, but for Derwin James to get that interception, he had to channel like his inner Superman, Batman, and whoever else, whatever other character you want to call out to make the play. He's just a physical freak. I think he's everything that, like, you talk about the complete defender in today's game. Like, why have guys like Isaiah Simmons been super hyped coming out of the NFL draft? It's because of Derwin James, because of the freakish capabilities that he has to play that deep safety. He can play the linebacker spot. He can play in the slot. He can play man coverage. He can play in zone. He can do whatever. He can play defensive end for you. I think that Derwin James is the one guy in this division. All due respect to Justin Reed and Daron the closer Harmon, I think Derwin James is the only guy in this division that holds a candle to Justin Simmons. And like you said, they may even be 1A, 1B.
I'm going to go with the 1A, 1B because I feel like they're both really great players. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, we're going to compare and contrast the two as to why we think they're 1A, 1B. And we talk about the evolution of both players coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, let me tell you about BetOnline.net, the sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. And BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. You can find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's Major League Baseball season, NFL futures, and more. Plus, BetOnline is your continued source for all your sport wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Plus, BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. As we dive into the second half action on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, talking about whether or not Justin Simmons is the best safety inside the AFC West. We welcome everybody in, whether you're a Broncos country avid listener, we appreciate you so much for tuning in, whether you're part of Raiders Nation, Chargers Legion, or as Sarah was saying, Charger Station and Chiefs Kingdom. We appreciate all discourse that is going to be coming from this discussion here. Make your case. Be respectful with other fan bases and other members of different fan bases as well. That's always one of the rules here on the Lockdown Broncos podcast. But, Sarah, talking about me where Justin Simmons has a disadvantage, I don't know where we can start. I don't think he necessarily has, like, these glaring holes that he has to address as a player because he is pretty well-rounded. When we talk about availability, being the most available player amongst all the safeties inside the AFC West, Justin Simmons has been that guy. He's been the top dog. His vertical is insane. We talk about the clutch factor, his ability to end games. We haven't seen that with any of these other safeties so far inside the AFC West, which I do think is an advantage to Justin Simmons. But then we've also talked about and we've praised guys like Derwin James, who, when we talk about how he's utilized as a guy who can blitz from the edge, he can be blitzed from the nickel, from the safety spot coming into the A-gap, he is a sizable freak of nature. I mean, he is, I think, the epitome of what Jamal Adams should be, and he's way more efficient, in my opinion, than Jamal Adams is, who just got that ugly, ugly deal a couple years ago with the Seattle Seahawks. Thankfully, the Broncos never had to bite on Jamal Adams there because they do have Simmons, who's locked up as the long-term starter and the future of the franchise here, more than likely a lifetime Bronco. But I think that when we look at both Derwin James, Justin Simmons, yeah, you could say pretty much the captains of their defenses. Brandon Staley's defense, very similar to what Vic Fangio was running last year, coming from the same exact system. It's going to be the same thing with DeGiro Evero this year. Those guys are going to rely a lot on the safeties like Derwin James and Justin Simmons, I think, in order to have success here in 2022.
They are. They absolutely are. And Justin Simmons, as we saw in the latest Building the Broncos, Behind the Broncos, I can't ever remember what they call it. It's one of those two.
Behind the Broncos.
Behind the Broncos. Yeah, exactly. So in the latest Behind the Broncos, we saw Justin Simmons sitting right next to Russell Wilson for the majority of the episode, which that tells you everything that you need to know. You don't even need to listen to him speak in order to know that Justin Simmons is one of the top leaders on this team. His intangibles are off the charts, and they always have been. And his game speaks for itself, but he's one of the leaders of this team, and he is going to be relied upon, I think, to play a much broader role than we've seen. We've talked a lot about that with Pat Surtain, haven't we? Of just like, maybe he'll play a little more in the slot. Maybe he'll do some dime. Maybe, you know, whatever the case may be, maybe he'll follow around receivers. I think we maybe need to start talking a little bit more about Justin Simmons doing a little bit more this season in terms of his role and where he's lined up at on a given play, because the Broncos now have Caden Stearns that could play on that back end. They've got a number of young guys, I think, that could play in that deep half of the field. Maybe you utilize Justin Simmons a little bit more off the edge as a blitzer, get a little creative with him in that defensive backfield, because we talked about DeGiro Evero. He came over from the Los Angeles Rams, where they're using Jalen Ramsey every which way. They're trying to get him involved in plays any way that they can. Maybe you got to do the same thing for Justin Simmons, right? Just keep Pat Surtain out there on Surtain Island and maybe move Justin Simmons into that slot spot, or maybe move him into that that place where, you know, he can blitz or he can rush off the edge. I'm interested to see, you know, if the Broncos do any copycat sort of stuff like that, because obviously Derwin James has been extremely effective in that role. It's kind of like you're just thinking about it. Well, why can't Justin Simmons do that? He's not just a deep safety. You know, he's not just a center fielder. He can come up and he can get his hands dirty and do some of those other things like we saw last year, I think, a lot more as well.
Well, and Derwin James, too, the way that he's utilized against the run, he had more overall tackles than Justin Simmons, but Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson both led the team in tackles last year. So when your two safeties are leading in tackles, it means that there's something wrong at the second level with the linebackers, with the defensive line. But for how Derwin James is utilized playing in the box a lot, primarily he's playing in the box to that middle hook zone, it's easy for him to rack up a little bit more tackles there. I think that when we compare both players, right, and this is why I'm really firm on the 1A, 1B conversation here, rather than this guy's number one, this guy's number two, because these truly are by far the best safeties inside the AFC West. And I think when you compare just trajectory, if you look at Derwin James, we've talked about it. His biggest issue through his career has been health, right? He's dealt with some freak injuries, and it's been frustrating for him. I know just a couple years ago was the meniscus that bothered him that kept him out a majority of the entire season. And he came back last year and played in 15 games, which was a huge step in the right direction. So I think Derwin James' trajectory, if he can remain healthy, is very, very special. I mean, we're talking about one of the most special in the National Football League. Justin Simmons, he is already there. He is in that conversation as the top safety in the NFL. You can make the case for a couple other guys around the league, but specifically in AFC West, I'm going to roll with these two guys if I had to. It's a good hill to die in, I think. But outside of that, Simmons has maintained that consistent level of growth as a player from his rookie season all the way till now. Like, he's improved monumentally. I remember first coming into the NFL, his first couple of years as a Denver Bronco, I think the biggest area that Justin struggled with was wrapping up and tackling. I think he struggled with missed tackles. He's improved that year over year, and it's not an issue for him at all. And I think that's a huge step and just shows like he's grown into the NFL's top safety. And I think there's going to be a lot of fan bases that are going to come in here and argue it. I think every year we hear the argument about Minka Fitzpatrick, Justin Simmons. I would take Justin Simmons 10 times out of 10 over Minka Fitzpatrick based on everything I've seen so far and how he's utilized. Minka is also quoted as saying that he doesn't want to play the up and the run. He wants to play the middle of the field. That's the only place he really, really wants to play, which I find it very interesting. Justin Simmons is like, I'll play anywhere you need me. Derwin James is the same mentality. I will play anywhere that you need me. So Broncos country, let us know what you think about Derwin James and Justin Simmons as the 1A, 1B safeties inside the AFC West division. Do you agree with us? Do you disagree with us? If you're a Raiders fan or a Chargers fan or a fan of another team, let us know what you think down below in the YouTube comment section. But coming up here in just a moment, we're going to talk about how Justin Simmons can maintain or secure the spot as the AFC West top safety in 2022. Before we do that, let me tell you, if you're a Colorado sports fan, make sure you're checking out all the Locked On shows we have here in the beautiful state of Colorado. Obviously, you listen to Locked On Broncos each and every day for your Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage. But if you're a Rockies fan, you need to be checking out the Locked On Rockies podcast. If you're an Avalanche fan, you need to check out Locked On Avalanche, hosted by Chris Maselli and Kyle Sullivan. And if you are a Denver Nuggets fan, you definitely need to be checking out Adam Matas and Matt Moore with your daily pick and roll action, all things Denver Nuggets, the Locked On Nuggets podcast. It's a great time to be a Colorado sports fan. Make sure you check it out today, the Locked On Podcast Network. As we jump into the fourth quarter action on today's episode, Locked On Broncos, how can Justin Simmons maintain or secure the top spot in the AFC West as the top safety inside the entire division? Thank you so much, Broncos country, for making Locked On Broncos your first listen of the day every single day. We appreciate you so much taking time out of your day to watch or to listen to us talk all things Denver Broncos. Sarah, really kind of to that point, I mean, how can Simmons maintain or secure that top spot from Derwin James or separate himself from Derwin James here in 2022?
I think it's going to be fun to find out. There's no doubt. And one of the things that I think, you know, we could talk about that I've kind of just been thinking about as we've been talking about him throughout this episode, do you think Justin Simmons has maybe a defensive MVP caliber type of season in him? I know that doesn't really happen for safeties very often, defensive backs even. I mean, it's tough for defensive backs, but I mean, let's just play that what if game. What if they do start using Justin Simmons in a way where he can rush the passer a little bit more and make some of those plays, get maybe 8 or 9 interceptions and finish the year with something like, you know, 8 or 9 interceptions, maybe 3 or 4 forced fumbles, 4 or 5 sacks, all those different types of things, and then making those clutch plays that we've talked about. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility for someone like Justin Simmons. Like we've talked about, he's that Iron Man on the Denver Broncos defense. He plays every snap. He's always available. He's one of the team's best leaders, and he's already got the takeaway thing down. So I think that if he can go out there, and I'm not saying that's what he has to do to remain the best safety in the division. I think that if he continues to do what he does, he'd pick off another, you know, 5-6 passes this season. But is it within the realm of possibility for him to be in that defensive MVP conversation? I know that requires a lot, because a lot of times you have to have like 20 sacks to be in the conversation, right? Or being approaching 20 sacks to really be in that conversation, because that's apparently what the football writers that vote on these awards love. But, you know, is it possible? Remember Champ Bailey back in the day had 10 interceptions, 2006. Ooh. He still didn't win Defensive Player of the Year. I'm not going to get over that, by the way. I tweeted that the other day. I still won't get over that. But could Justin Simmons put together that type of a season in 2022?
It's going to be very hard, just because, as you mentioned, with NFL voters, it blows my mind how Defensive Player of the Year voting is just pretty much comes down to sack totals. I mean, when you look at it, I think you have to look in totality. Like, if Justin Simmons has double-digit interceptions or close to double digits there, if he has a really low passer rating when targeted, I think that also factors in. How is he against the run? Like, an all-around player, the last defensive back to win the Defensive Player of the Year award was Stephon Gilmore back in 2018, and he had a ridiculous season when we talk about shutdown corner. I mean, that was really the last shutdown season that we've seen from a cornerback at that level, and that won him a Defensive Player of the Year. It's been a while since we've had a safety win that position or even be in the consideration to win that. But I tell you what, with the way that the NFL has evolved now, Sarah, I mean, we talk about the importance of edge rushers. I feel like in order to have success defensively, you need to have an elite safety on the back end because of how the NFL has evolved to a dynamic, spread them out offensive attack. And if you're lucky enough, like the Broncos have two really good safeties in Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson, I think you're in a good spot. I think Derwin James can shine there. But, you know, what about the other players at the safety position behind Derwin James? How are those guys playing? Are those guys constantly making more mistakes than Derwin is? I mean, I think these are things we have to look at here in 2022. I'm excited to see how it all shapes out here for Broncos country, for Justin Simmons, for Kareem Jackson. We mentioned some of the other wild cards. Will we see him use a little bit more in the slot? Will we see him be blitzed more because the Broncos have such position versatility and a lot of players that can play anywhere in the dime or the nickel? To me, I think Justin Simmons can be the ultimate chess piece here for the Broncos defense, probably the same way Brandon Staley plans on using Derwin James as the chess piece for their defense. I don't know if we can say the same for a guy like Justin Reed in Steve Spagnuolo's defensive scheme. I don't know if we can say the same thing about Daron Harmon, obviously in Patrick Graham's defensive scheme, where I think a lot of their success based on where Patrick Graham has been with the New York Giants previously, I feel like a lot of that's predicated on your interior defensive line, which they have a really dang good one in Vegas right now. And then linebackers, which are kind of up in the air, and the cornerback position. I mean, I think Denver and LA kind of trump everything when we talk about the corner position inside the AFC West. That'll be another feature episode this week here on the show. But Broncos country, let us know what you thought of this episode down below in the YouTube comment section. Tomorrow's episode of the show, we're going to take a look at Courtland Sutton. We're going to compare him to some of the top AFC West wide receivers like Davante Adams, Keenan Allen, and who is wide receiver one for the Kansas City Chiefs. We talk about maybe where Courtland ranks here in 2022 on tomorrow's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.